It's 9:09 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us, RA Star with Rush on Fresh FM. Now, you know, every single Friday we bring you a personality, an interesting person, a newsmaker, someone that is doing something in society, and we're going to do that right now.
This is your
Yo, Akashay Kwan in the building, and NSK is on the mic, yeah. Award winning on Fresh FM all the way till 10 a.m.
Come on.
Arthur's on standby.
Yes.
My flow really sucks right now.
I got
it's
you,
just
man.
Because I'm a little tired.
Come on.
I need to continue until the end of the day.
Come on.
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Now, the gentleman that we have in studio today is a gentleman that I grew up with. It's a gentleman that I have a different name for him. We've got the hood names for each other. But because we respect the brands, we will keep it to the brands, all right?
Please do.
This man is an award-winning comedian. He has won a couple of awards. He's got two awards to his name. This man is working on some crazy projects with corporate. He is out here with Free Your Mind doing incredible things. Ladies and gentlemen, he also has the Mad Libs are going viral all over. Boys and girls, please make some noise for Lloyd the Comedian. What? It's Abudi Lloyd.
Omez. I have finally arrived at the old power station.
Lloyd, my guy, how are you doing, my man? How are you doing, bud?
I'm honored, man. I'm honored to be here at Fresh FM. I mean, when was the last time I was on radio? It's been a long time.
It's been a while, man. You know what I mean?
I'm doing great. I'm working on a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm working on a lot of stuff.
Lloyd, let's talk about you. It's unfair because I know you, but the next person does not know you.
True.
Where exactly are you from, my guy? You know what I mean? Tell us about hometown situations.
Yeah, now if I tell you where I'm from, is it okay to mention that we came from the same swimming pool? I'm from Wolfish Bay.
The same swimming pool?
Oh, Bainar, fish out of water. Oh, Bainar, streets of Kwisib Moon.
Yeah.
And then couple Joe. And that's where I was born. That's where I grew up. That's where I schooled.
Yeah.
You know, where those, where the Emmanuel Reiters, Danesech, Kaiser's generation, you know.
But that was the nice generation then.
What do you mean nice generation?
Don't get us started.
We were the most disciplined generation. What I can tell, all I can tell you is now, is like today, when the when the street lights goes on, that means let's go out. Back in my day, me and NSK, when the street lights goes on, that means go inside the
house.
And then we were never told curfews. We never had time, Kusha. What time should you be at home?
Just
told, Kusha, just make sure you're at home before the lights goes on.
So
je wonder as they dag a nieuwe persoon ingekomen wat die licht aan zit, dat ze die licht te vroeg en zetjes en die moeilijk.
Okay, so maybe just let us know how you got into comedy as well. Well, who is it that probably inspired you? Is it maybe an episode that you saw of One Fine Day and you were like, I too want to be that funny?
I think if I say this and NSK will confirm to that,
I was always
a funny individual. You know, I was always, ever since high school.
You were hired to go perform at Meskids at a funeral. Is that true?
Meskids, I've been hired to perform everywhere, but I don't know about that. Yeah, but I've always been that funny individual in high school. I used to be the Guara master. NSK will confirm, Kusha, there were times that guys from other schools like walk past our street and they are busy like roasting each other.
Yeah.
But as soon as I jump in, I eat up everybody and then I go back home.
You know, Lloyd Shekwan was that guy in there.
Okay.
You know when you're struggling at school or when you're struggling in the hood, right? With that one guy that talks a lot.
Yeah.
And don't you let any grabbing with the Guaras.
Mm.
You go call Lloyd.
He handles
the nonsense talking.
And I didn't notice that not only was I good at comedy from high school, I also used to draw cartoons. I used to draw cartoons in high school. Like if I would have my own cartoon episodes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where I figured out that I actually have a talent in voice overing, because I can impersonate. I do like over 25 accents. and you wouldn't even notice that.
Can you give us five right now?
I can give you five.
Okay.
Let's go.
Number one, Damara accent.
Hit me.
Everybody must understand that these things that were put here are for the other people that were registered. If you are not registered, then be ready to face the consequences. It's like, wait a minute. Yes, the consequences. Otherwise, denge khan denge rakomes. We are not here to play.
Okay, that's one.
That's one.
Two, pastor kalat ekse masakan ulaker. Zij moet me eens gekomen die hable en die flavors om gaan rengen. Waarvoor waar? Zij moet ons nog roken. En je hebt nu nog twee zakjes erop gezet. En je recht in je hoofd. Number three.
Yeah.
The Indian accent.
My brother, oh, Indian. You can do Indian.
My brother, listen here. I see you brought your mobile phone to at my shop yesterday for me to fix. I figure out the problem, my brother. Your battery is kaput. But I have original copy here for you, my brother. Don't worry. Nobody will see inside phone, okay? So if you buy this nice battery for cell phone, I'll give you a nice bucket of curry rice.
Just curry rice.
Be very careful, it's white hot.
Okay,
four. Chinese accent. Four, okay. Chinese accent. Hello. You come to my shop tomorrow, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, what time? Call away. You people, you come, you need to buy the shoe. No fitter. You tell me your size, I give you your size, okay? You have a big feet like a dragon to make to break the virginity for my shoe.
Okay, that's four.
And
that's
the last one, you guys have to tell me which one you want to have.
Give me a politician.
Yeah.
Politician?
Yeah.
Okay, I can politician.
Give us a real politician.
In my place, first of all, you have to listen that this whole ceremony we are going to have, you cannot invite me to a party. You know that I'm in Banderu, but you are inviting me to a party without meat. Where is the meat? I'm not a vegetarian. Vegetarian for what? See, if there's no meat, it's not a party. Let's meet where there's meat.
Meat, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that is
the lawyer man.
Imagine, that is just five. Yeah. I do 25.
My goodness.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, the last one I learned, recently one that I mastered was the Russian accent.
Oh.
Yeah.
3 months on that one, though, Mr. Dovinsky. I see you're not taking this business very serious. When you know Russians are the only ones that ask you a question and they answer it themselves.
Yeah.
They look at you like breakfast. You have breakfast, yes?
Yes.
Breakfast, very important meal for day.
Good, yes.
Good for bone. I might try to break some later on.
Man, Lloyd, let's talk about the awards you've won, my guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk us through the process. What exactly are these awards? And also just like that feeling of, man, Miburu Gesen, Vanuk Exula, and here I am with awards.
Guys, all I have to say is, first of all, I have to say, there's awards and there's achievements.
Okay.
Technically, I joined comedy in 2014.
Yeah.
But I was not performing at all. When I joined comedy, I joined Free Your Mind. I just used to observe and take notes, and they trained me here and there. And then later on, I got my first show in 2015.
Okay.
It was called The H. And then it was a hit show, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The papers wrote about me. Lloyd steals the show at The H. My first award I got in 2017, I got awarded Last Comic Standing 2017, meaning like knockout rounds, and I won. I won the Last Comic Standing in 2017, and then in 2018, I won the Smartest Artist Award, which was basically a competition of different artists, comedians and poets and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just testing our level of intellect, and I came out victorious on that. I was also selected as, in the first year that I started, as Best Newcomer. Free Your Mind, Best Newcomer, basically.
Yeah.
And the achievements that I've achieved, I've performed in various countries, Botswana, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Mozambique. And I did about 7 shows for the First Lady, the Be Free events. That was a huge achievement for me because, I mean, working with the First Lady, it's a huge achievement.
What an incredible woman.
But the biggest achievement I've ever achieved was when I was invited to perform for the president in 2019. The president himself, Mr. H himself, I was invited. And I think I became the first comedian, and I'm still the only comedian who has been invited to perform for the president. And for me, it was ultimate.
Yeah.
It was like Thanos finding that final rock.
Did you impersonate him in front of him?
I did. No way. I did. I did. He loved it so much. He had to remove his glasses to wipe off the tears. That's how funny I was.
Yeah.
That was funny. I was really funny. It was funny. And I was scared, though. I was nervous.
We can imagine.
It came unexpected. You know? I was like, what if I offend him? And next thing you know, like,
Secret Service on you.
They carry you out.
I think it's time that you guys take this boy out. He's going too far now. that was my biggest. But it was a great show. That was my biggest achievement. On top of that, the fact that I have 4,800 Madlib videos circulating around. That's how deep it goes.
So who would you say is, because you did mention that once you got into Vintook and you started getting mentored by Free Your Mind, who are some of the people that mentored you that still influence your work today?
Okay, first of all, I have to say this. I wouldn't have been Lloyd the Comedian if it wasn't for Chicken. Chicken from Free Your Mind.
I have
to thank him. He literally trained me before the show. I was like, what if I mess up? Chicken was like, listen, come to my place twice a week. I'll train you. You can do this. He inspired me. And it's Chicken, it's Pio, Popiani, Kahuhwena, and then it's Ileka.
Samatimos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's Ileka. Mm. Those three are my biggest inspiration when it comes to being Lloyd the Comedian.
Yeah, we've got still so much questions for you, Lloyd. Stick around. This is Fresh FM. Mm-hmm. Lloyd the Comedian is in studio with Ernest K and Shaquan. It is 9:23, Fresh Breakfast with Ernest K and Shaquan. Thank you so much for choosing us. We have Lloyd the Comedian in studio. DJ Scott, by the way, is also on standby. He's going to make a whole tribute to the Super Mega. Yeah, man. Yeah. And that will start at 9:30. But first things first, we still need to continue our conversations. Mm-hmm. That's with Lloyd the Comedian. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, you mentioned Wavish Bay, right? Mm. And this is pride that we have as Bainers. Mm. Just the pride of, listen, man, I'm going to go to Vintook and I'm going to go Zula. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's studies, whether it's what. Mm. We're in Vintook now and I believe we've conquered. Mm. Does that mean something for you? Did you consciously tell yourself also, Mibru, I can Vintook too, I can Zula? Or was it just, let me go see what's what?
Honestly, NSK, the thing is, I did not decide to chase my dreams from Wolfish Bay. Mm. When I left Wolfish Bay, I just went to study in university to become a teacher. It's when I started working in Mariental that on one good day, I was watching NBC. I was watching TV. Then I saw Free Your Mind for the first time in my life, literally. Mm. And I saw the comedians. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? I can do this. I think I can do this. I believe I can do this. And that was in 2014 when I was still a teacher at Mariental. So I decided to pack my bags and chase my dream as a comedian from 2014 as a teacher that has been working for 4 years. You understand? I kind of like realized my dream a bit late, but that did not hinder me, didn't stop me. I packed my bag from Mariental, I moved to Vintook, and then within a couple of months, I became a internet sensation, just like that. And then that was 2015. And in 2017, I got crowned Last Comic Standing, King of Comedy. After that, Smartest Artist Award. After that, 7 shows for the First Lady. After that, 1 show for the President. After that, King Madlibs. After that, Puppetainment.
What is King Madlibs?
King Madlibs, basically, I do Madlib videos, which most people also do.
What is Madlibs, guys?
Voiceover videos. Voiceover in a very hilarious stuff. No, this one is like you voiceover, but it's hilarious and it's funny. And the strength of the funniness of the video depends on your skills as a comedian. And your skills to change voices. And since I can impersonate over 25 accents and voices,
that's pretty easy for you to do.
Yeah, that's pretty easy for me to do. And people love my videos. They are the most shared videos pretty much all over Namibia, all over South Africa. People share them around because of the fact that I know how to how to make them and how to impersonate these voices and stuff.
So what is it that we can expect with the brand or from the brand Lloyd the Comedian, like in the next year or 2 years or probably even the next 6 months? Is the big project you're working on now?
We're looking at since Lloyd the Comedian is now, I'm the owner of Puppetainment, which is a ventriloquist puppet company that does basically it voice overs pretty much anything from adverts to music videos. to music videos. Let's say you want to make a music video, but your budget is very low.
Yeah.
You can't afford like $45,000 or whatsoever. For for $10K, you can have a puppet music video with me. And those music videos are basically accurate because I control the puppets and I have another team of people that control the puppets. When it comes to the Madlibs, they'll keep going. That's all I can tell you guys.
Yeah,
they'll
yeah.
keep going. We are at 4,700 Madlib videos right now. I made
Wait. You've made 4,000 clips so far.
Yes, 4,700 clips so far.
4,700 actual clips.
4,700 Madlib videos.
What the hell?
And I started in 2018. That's how they are a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Different Venex, English, Afrikaans, Oshiherero, Oshiwambo, Rukavango, Damara. I even make Madlibs in Chinese. Oh, by the way, yes, I do speak Mandarin. So I make some of my Madlibs.
You do like, speak Mandarin?
Yes. Ni chao han yo chongkuo.
You're not spazzing,
wait,
right?
Where did you learn how to speak Mandarin?
I studied at Yunnam Confucius Institute.
Okay, you can probably have a conversation with my sister because she's the top of her class right now.
I did level one and level two. I did level one and level two, so I incorporated in my...
You know what? I'm curious about this. Teach us something, man. Teach us...
Okay.
This is Fresh FM.
Cheershi, Dora, Fresh FM.
Yeah?
Cheershi, Dora, Fresh FM.
Cheershi, Dora.
Cheershi, Dora. Cheershi, this is.
Okay. Cheershi, Dora.
Dora, Radio, Fresh FM.
Cheershi, Dora, Radio, Fresh FM. Mm-hmm.
Here's something interesting. SpongeBob.
Okay.
You guys know the character SpongeBob?
Yeah, yeah.
SpongeBob in Chinese is Hanye Pao Pao.
Hanye Pao Pao.
Hanye Pao Pao.
Okay.
That is SpongeBob. Mr. Crab in Chinese is Xu Lao Pa, which basically direct translation, it means crab boss.
This guy speaks Mandarin, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. There's many words you can learn. Many and people should stop. People should stop saying ni hao, ni hao, ni hao. Ni hao doesn't sound polite. Ni hao is for somebody that you're used to, you know. The proper way to greet is ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma. How are you?
How are you?
And then the other person responds, wo hen hao. I am fine. Ni ne.
Wo hen hao.
Wo hen hao.
So the next time I go to Chinatown or China shop, ni hao ma.
Yeah, ni hao ma. So, wo hen hao. Ni ne. Ah, wo ye hen hao. Ni jiao shenme mian chi, which means, what is your name? What's your name, she Lloyd?
Do you actually go to a China shop and speak in Mandarin with them?
Yep, and then they get surprised because the normally I greet them, ni hao, ni hao ma. They say wo hen hao, then I say ni ne, ah wo ye hen hao. Then I ask what ni chao shenme mian chi? They say what's your name, she Wang ni ne, ah what's your name, she Lloyd. Then I ask how much is this? Jie shi tai tua la, jie shi tai tua la. This how much is this? Tai tua la is how much is this?
Yeah.
And there's many other.
I'm sure that you guys are friends now.
Yeah, they always go like, oh, you speak China very well, huh? You have a China girlfriend, huh? Who teaches you in China?
Man, Lloyd the Comedian, we appreciate you, my guy. You are officially a friend of Fresh FM. Always. What are your final words, my guy?
My final word is, if you have a dream, it's easy to dream because you're fast asleep, your body's not moving, your mind is at ease. Make sure when you wake up, you put that dream on paper. Mm. Have a vision, have a mission. You don't need permission. Go for it. You only know when you get there that it was a good plan or not. Stop having plans and don't discuss your plan with somebody because it loses energy.
Hmm.
It loses energy. You put your plan when you wake up, you put your dream on a paper, you draw up the goals, you draw up how much time do you need to reach it, what do you need, who do you need, how are you going to start this, and then you go out there like a Spartan and you say, this is where I start. This is where I win. This is where I achieve. The dream is a map. The goal is the destination.
My man.
Go out there and go get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lloyd the Comedian, this conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Give us 10 minutes or so. It's www.freshfm.com.na. Shout out to Lloyd the Comedian. Shout out to Free Your Mind.
Shout out to
the gentleman that mentored you. Abudi Ikela, mm-hmm. Chicken, Abudi Sabati.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking forward to your road ahead, my guy.
Shout out to Mad Libs. My Instagram handle is...
Yeah.
Is Lloyd the hashtag Lloyd the Comedian, both on Facebook and on Instagram.
Mm.
For the best Madlib content, you'll
4,700 comments. Oh my goodness, 4,700
videos.
There's no, for now.
Okay.
It's gonna change in the next 2 months.
Does it?
Yep.
All right, cool. We've got DJ Scott coming up. Stick around.
This is a song for December.